5 tips to prepare for a camping adventure in the wild. If there is anything that Australians have, it's that intrinsic thirst for nature exploration and wanderlust. It's difficult to tame an Aussie's passion for adventure. But there's also no denying that millions of tourists come here every year to experience Australia's nature in all its breathtaking glory. From the unforgettable sunset viewing spots dotting the map, to the many camping spots scattered across national parks, nature reserves, and beautiful white sandy beaches, you can bet that there's plenty to see and do here without setting foot in the big cities. Sure, if you're a tourist, then you don't want to miss an opportunity for some urban exploration. But if you're a nature enthusiast at heart, then camping in the Australian countryside and the outback is the best choice. While wild camping is illegal in Australia, you can rest assured that there are many designated camping spots around. In fact, the camping spots are too numerous for you to visit each one in a single trip. So, let's talk about your next adventure to help you organize and prepare for a nature escapade of a lifetime. If you're wanting to meet people and have the use of traditional facilities, you can find camping spots at hostels, like at the Arts Factory Lodge in Byron Bay and at Nomad's Airlie Beach. 5 tips for a camping adventure in Australia. Plan your stops and camping spots. To have an amazing time exploring the natural gems of Australia, you have to plan your stops and camping spots carefully. Now, there are many ways you can get around, of course. You can always take a car or an RV, but keep in mind that backpacking is super popular here, and many bus lines will take you to your desired destinations. That said, always keep in mind that Australia is a vast country, and if you plan to visit several camping spots and national parks, you're going to be on the road for some time. To start, make sure to choose your camping seasons carefully and monitor the news and announcements coming from the campsites and the national park authorities. You want to make sure that the weather and the environmental conditions are favorable enough for you to drop by. Next, plan your itinerary and schedule your campsite visits. You don't want to waste any time if you plan to hit several destinations. After all, consider what each destination has to offer and what you want to see and do there, and fit it into your schedule before moving on to the next campsite. Camping Adventure Australia. Choose your camping adventure spots carefully. Learn how to navigate without a GPS. You're going to make the campsite your headquarters, but you're not going to spend all your time there. The point is to go out and explore your surroundings. While national parks are pretty tidy here and have everything laid out for you with road signs, maps, and more, you still want to tread on the side of caution. Don't rely solely on your GPS to get around or know where you are, but make an effort to learn some orienteering and navigation the old-fashioned way. You never know when these skills might come in handy, and it's important to be able to get back to the camp before nightfall even if your devices run out of juice. If you're traveling across Australia with kids, then you know very well how important it is to get back to base before the young ones get cranky. You can learn navigation by the sun's position, of course, but you can also make mental notes along the way. Camping. Enjoy the wilderness, but learn how to navigate in case you get lost. Bring essential tools on your nature walks. Speaking of staying safe on your nature walks and treks, it's always important to have the essential tools at your side when exploring the great outdoors. If you've ever seen Bear Grylls' show where he conquers and explores the wilderness, then you know that one of his main rules is to always have a durable OTF knife with you so that you can cut and carve anything along the way. You might need to cut some rope, or just slice an apple. It doesn't matter. What matters is that you have a knife as an essential aid. Next, don't leave the campsite without your essential devices. Plenty of fresh water, nutritious snacks, and of course, a first aid kit. You never know what might happen out there. Someone might slip and fall. So you want to be able to sanitize and wrap up any wound until you make it back to camp. Camping adventurer prepared on your camping trip. Be prepared for all weather conditions. When camping in Australia, you can mostly expect fair weather and some pretty grueling heat waves during the summer season, but you should be prepared for all weather conditions. The main rule is to pack light layers that you can change in and out of quickly should you get wet, or if the weather is hot enough to warrant a frequent change of clothes. This is especially important during a lengthy trip. Don't think that you'll be exploring Australian nature parks in sandals or your favorite pair of Crocs. Instead, make sure to bring plenty of high-rise socks because you'll be spending a lot of time in hiking boots. It's generally a good idea to wear pants that you can tuck into your boots instead of shorts, because you don't want anything crawling in or up your legs. Try not to imagine it, just take the advice to heart. Stay connected to the outside world. Australians might generally hate the state of the internet and its reliability, even though it's improving, but there's no denying that the country is pretty well connected from top to bottom. So, wherever you go, you can expect to get decent cell phone coverage and the GPS system will most likely work just fine. This is why it's important to bring your essential gadgets on the trip, and rely on them as you're navigating the outback, driving to or hopping between campsites, and exploring the national parks. That said, try not to venture too much off the beaten path on your own, because some of the most mesmerizing sightseeing opportunities are already carefully laid out for you by the local authorities with walkways, signs, and local maps of the area. Nevertheless, you always want to stay connected to the outside world. Camping is one of the best ways to see what Australia has to offer outside of the bustling cities and charming towns. Be sure to use these tips to prepare for an unforgettable nature escapade this year while staying safe and healthy along the way. Author, Lily Miller is a Sydney-based graphic designer and a passionate writer. Loves everything about home decor, art history and baking. Shares home with two loving dogs and a gecko named Rodney. You can find her hanging out on Twitter.